insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 11th and 12th verses of Surah An-Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal ladhina ja'u bil ifki 'usbatun minkum la tahsabuhu sharran lakum bal huwa khayrun lakum. لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم.
Indeed, those who came with falsehood are a group among you. Do not think it bad for you, rather it is good for you. For every person among them is what punishment he has earned from the sin. And he who took upon himself the greater portion thereof, for him is a great punishment.
لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين.
Why, when you heard it, did not the believing men and believing women think good of themselves and say, this is an obvious falsehood?
Regarding the first verse, dear listeners, the 11th verse of the total chapter, we said that it is understood that an innocent person is accused of an unchaste act at the dissenting of these verses, and the rumor is spread throughout the society, and some people do want to somehow benefit from this rumor that is spread along the society. But the Holy Quran, without mentioning the main phenomenon, says that you should not regard it an evil to you. It is good to you. And by means of it, the evil intentions of those hypocrites and the enemies are uncovered, and those outwardly good people who are of bad characters are totally disgraced. Now, in the next verse, the verse that says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ, the believers who were deceived in this affair and were influenced by this group are severely reprimanded through a few verses. Now, this verse says, لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. Why did not the believers, men and women, when you heard of it, think well of themselves? And why did they say this is a manifest lie? It means that those believers did not think good of other believers who are as their own selves when they heard hypocrites' words about their faithful persons. And why did they not say that it was a great and manifest slander? They knew the evil and notorious background of these evil hypocrites. They were certain out of a various contexts that such an accusation was impossible. They were well aware that that accused person was totally chaste. They knew the plots which were planned. They knew the plots which were carried out against the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Nevertheless, they must be reprimanded that they heard such false rumors, and they remained silent.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the Holy Quran reprimands those Muslim believers, those men and women who heard these rumors, but they thought well of themselves and they did not say it out loud that this was a manifest slander. And the worst was when they consciously or unconsciously spread it. That's the point that makes them deserve to be reprimanded. It is interesting that instead of asking believers to think good of the one who is accused of this calumny, it says they think well of themselves. This way of speaking means that believers are of essence, and if one of them is accused, it is as though all of them are accused. They are like the limbs of each other. If world brings harm to only one of the limbs, the other limbs do not stay calm and indifferent. As one defends himself in the case of receiving accusations, one must defend his religious female and male brothers. And the use of anfus in such cases also is seen in other verses of the Holy Quran. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.